Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 11th day of July 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're also going to have wide open phones. As you know, as she announced back on Monday, Cindy Sheehan is going to be running against the Democratic House leader, the warmonger, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. We've got her popping in about 30 minutes, but that's the only guest today because I do want to have open phones in the second and third hour today to talk about the five aircraft carriers. It's not three. Five aircraft carriers and hundreds of auxiliary ships in the Persian Gulf. You can discuss the continual erosion of the dollar. We can discuss any issue you'd like, the North American Union unfolding and metastasizing in front of our eyeballs. Of the hundreds of issues, I love the different directions you, the listeners, take us in. So I'm going to try to be disciplined. I'm getting a little bit better about it. And take a bunch of your calls in the second and third hour today. It is already Wednesday, the 11th day of July, 2007. All right, in the last week, we have seen a high-level, top neocon former senator come out and say, don't worry, people will be for the war real soon. They're going to be a big event. We have Republican memos going back 2 years ago saying without a huge terror attack, they're not going to be able to continue their new world order. PNAC says the same thing right before 9/11. In the last month, we've had the head of the Republican Party in a major state, again, a former top neocon senator, still a top neocon. We have had now a bunch of top military analysts in the U.S. and Canada and England saying it. There have been four articles that we've written since Monday, in just 3 days, up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, just dealing with this alone. And this chatter from the terrorists, this is terrorist chatter, is a little bit different than the fear-mongering we've seen the last 5 years, five and a half plus years. This has a lot of the earmarks of a preparatory prep phase before they do hit us and hit us hard. And then everyone can, of course, put candles out front their doors, watch the television, and worship the actual terrorist as they pose as saviors on television. And it's just so over the top. There's such unbelievable chutzpah, aplomb, bravado, arrogance that a lot of people just cannot believe they'd stage terror attacks. It doesn't matter if they've been caught 100 times doing it, plus, and there's all these declassified documents where they admit they do. It's just we have to run to their arms and climb into their arms and say, protect me from the terrorist. And they pat us on the head and kiss us on the cheek and say, you bet I will. He's a nice man in a black mask will keep you safe while we destroy the country's sovereignty and overrun you with anti-American foreigners and have unlimited levels of them pouring in. We're your government. Oh, we're good. We don't lie. We're not engaged in any corruption. We're not gangsters. We're here to help you lovingly. All right, I'm getting a little sarcastic, a little dark in my humor. It's not funny. When we come back, we'll get into this and much, 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 much more. The auxiliary websites are Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, MartialLaw911.info, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Cheers.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, now, Michael Chertoff says he feels in his gut. So do I. Especially when I look at him on television. Feels in his gut that the terrorists may strike any moment. And so they're having federally funded police randomly setting up cordons and checkpoints. Just randomly. It's like we're looking for the tooth fairy, so we're going to randomly go to Timbuktu and just search random farmhouses. Yes, that's going to catch Al-Qaeda. All you need to do, Chertoff, is look in the mirror, and you will see Al-Qaeda staring back at you. This is the headline. This is now the Associated Press, okay? Chertoff bases warnings on terror risk on gut feeling. And then the White House comes out and says, oh, no, there's no real credible threat. They always do that. They always fearmonger and then play the part of the savior. This is basic psychology. It's what their psychiatrists and psychologists and sociologists are telling them. They come out and they say, Al-Qaeda is going to hit us really hard. And then Bush or one of his minions comes out and says, no threat. We're keeping you safe. And people go, oh, thank you, Father. It's parent psychology. Keep me safe. And the general public nuzzles up against Bush's leg. Oh, keep me safe. And he pats you on the head. Yes, I will. It's so sick. I mean, these people already murdered a bunch of us, and they're up there doing this. Chertoff bases warning on terror risk on gut feeling. Meanwhile, we have all these top Pentagon people, other war college heads. We've got all these politicians, White House memos, saying we need terror attacks. Just like Cheney published in the PNAC document in September of 2000, we need a catalyzing Pearl Harbor event or we're not going to get our New World Order. So just here are the headlines. Bush administration pays for more praise for debt for more dead Americans. Bush administration prays for more dead Americans. I had a Freudian slip there. Bush administration pays for more dead Americans. That's basically what they do. They finance this stuff. Bush administration prays for more dead Americans. Officials don't worry, that's a quote, about terror. They crave it to save doomed foreign policy and are actively bankrolling Al-Qaeda in Iran. Now, it was about a month and a half ago that Paul Watson and I had Paul on the air. We did a story about it saying that the U.S. government is financing Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. Now, it was in the Middle Eastern newspapers. It was even in the European papers and a few British papers. But they didn't have that headline. It was just buried in the news that, oh, the admitted Sunni radical Wahhabist sect, literally formed by Osama bin Laden in the mid-1980s, is carrying out bombings and police shootings and attacks on military installations all over Western Iran under U.S. funding and command. And I said, well, I called Watson up and I said, research this, do a story on it, and he did a great job vetting it and getting even more data, that it was indeed for 3 years our criminal government has been funding Al-Qaeda. I mean, if there's any real Al-Qaeda in the world, this is it. This is real Al-Qaeda to attack the Iranians. Now, how could they do something so bold, so out in the open, so obvious? Because the public doesn't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni. That's why. I mean, every time the Shiites get in a scrap with the international forces, it's not even our military anymore, the globalist forces, it's generally Shiite, and if they even dare get in a firefight against helicopters, they're called cowardly wimps because they fight, you know, 50-1 odds. That's the new they're invaded, they're occupied, they're Shiite, the opposite of Al-Qaeda, and they're called Al-Qaeda. I mean, they got generals up on TV. We've been taping all this. I may make a film about the Iraq war in the future. And they just get up and say, we're fighting Al-Qaeda, and they list Shiite leaders' names, and, man, it's Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's like saying black is white, or up is down, or left is right. I mean, that's just a... I know I talk a lot about this. I know you, the listeners, know this better than I do. But, I mean, the general public does not know. And now it's in the AP, now it's in Reuters, now it's in White House releases that they admit that they are funding the Wahhabists to attack the Iranians. I mean, our government, which again is not our government, is admittedly financing real live terrorists to attack civilian targets in Iran, and Iran is laying there and taking it because they're extremely wise. If Iran fights back in any way, they're going to be bombarded with tactical nuclear weapons. For the crowd that goes to rodeos, who can't ride horses, by the way, and wear shirts that say, nuke them till they glow. Go to any rodeo, you'll see these shirts. You'll see these guys that weigh about 400 pounds. They can barely get out of their dualies. They've never thrown a calf. They've never run an electric dehorner. They've never probably ridden a horse maybe once or twice. And, man, they got big old cowboy hats, and they're walking around going, ah! Literally, I mean, that's the call, the noise they make. Before they talk, they'll go, nuke them, nuke them, nuke them. And they have no idea about anything, nothing. They have no idea how anything runs, even in their own town. They don't know anything. They just know they sit in front of the television set watching Fox News, drinking beer, and waddling around in front of their wife, acting tough in front of their children. That's about what these cowardly scum do. All right, I'm already digressing with my hatred of them. I'm sorry. And all the other posers and phonies, I never knew what the word poser meant until I got older. I started figuring it out. We are a nation of posers. And I love this country and what's left of it, but we're not going to get it back unless we admit how pathetic we are and how wrong we are. It's like if you're a drug addict. You're going to have to admit up to your problem. You're going to have to admit up to your addiction. You're going to have to admit up to the problems you've got in your life. You've got to stop being in denial and realize how pathetic you are and get off the junk. And as a nation, we're pretty pathetic, folks. You know how dangerous it is when the public doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground, and the cops don't, and most of the people in government don't even know? People just go through a daily routine. They just accept their environment like it was pre-placed there for them, and this is like some big Six Flags. This isn't a Six Flags. We built a nation. We built walls. We built an economy and a military because we knew liberty was so rare and special and had to be defended. And now we're the great-great-grandchildren of the people that built this nation, and we're just sitting around like a bunch of slovenly hogs, just thinking it's going to go on forever. It isn't. And then these people have the nerve to go, freedom isn't free, we've got to attack Iran, we've got to do that to legitimize the Iraq war, we've got to do it because they'll fight us over here, we don't fight them over there. Bush gave a speech again yesterday saying Al-Qaeda is in Iraq and that's why we've got to be there. Meanwhile, the real Al-Qaeda is openly run by our government publicly in White House press releases. I mean, it's the White House saying it. And the public can't put 2 + 2 together. I mean, do you realize the magnitude of that? The just off the chart. I use that term a lot because it is. It's just off the scale. There's no way to even measure the 1984 bizarreness of this. I mean, openly funding Al-Qaeda to attack Iran while our media says that Iran runs Al-Qaeda and that Iran is Al-Qaeda when Iran is Shiite. The complete opposite of the Saudi Arabian-based Wahhabist. The absolute polar opposite. Let me put this in clear terms for the yuppies driving around or the guys with the lariats in the back of their cars that can't rope. Let me just put it in perspective, or the yuppies, or just all of you. The Pentagon said they were going to go in Iraq, break it in 3 or 4 parts. I told you this a year before the war started. Now they're announcing it. And you're running around with your new plan, parroting that on the radio that just came to you today. They said, we're going to go in there, break it in 3 or 4 parts, we're going to balkanize it, and then use it as a military base to attack the surrounding region. And we're never going to leave, and we're going to have a different sex fight with each other. I mean, it's a cold-blooded evil plan. And then, you see, so you think Bush is in trouble, or that Bush is being discredited, and, oh, the government failed, they screwed up. And on national TV and radio, they said many times about myself and others, well, 9/11 Truth says it's an inside job. If they can't even run Iraq, how could they run those attacks? And man, the military, they sure didn't do a good job. And boy, they didn't know what they were doing. They have performed flawlessly. But the evil of it is so massive that the general public can't even grasp it. And they have Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, publicly funded by this criminal government to attack Iran, and then they simultaneously claim Iran is Al-Qaeda. And say if Iran fights back in any way, and they've released 3 different plans, they're all basically the same, we're talking about a 2-month bombardment of every ship, every tank, every water treatment plant, every power plant, anything that could be used in science. They're going to stone age that country. While a bunch of idiots sit around in their easy chairs going, hit Al-Qaeda, hit him up, hit him with Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's and Iran sits there while they're under real terror attack, It's just unbelievable.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live with an urgent message regarding Ed and Elaine Brown and their brave stand against the IRS. WTPRN.com and GCNLive.com have joined together to organize and promote the Live Free or Die concert on Saturday, July 14th in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Aside from a day of great music from bands like Poker Face, Dave Von Kleist, Blue Eyed Fools, Paperback Radio, and many more, the true purpose of this event is to come to the defense of Ed and Elaine Brown. Friends, we're also in need of donations to cover costs of staging this historic event. Ed and Elaine Brown have put their lives on the line to stand up to the IRS's tyranny, so please give generously to help this concert become a success. Join me, Randy Weaver, and more surprise guests on July 14th to become part of this effort to defend the Browns, as it is literally a matter of life and death. Again, go to WTPRN.com or GCNLive.com and click on the Live Free or Die banner for all the information. I hope to see you there.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
From the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, because I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
You know, that Paris song is so good that I really shouldn't even have it in the bumper music lineup because I can't stand to not listen to it every time it plays.
Now ask yourself who's the one with the most to gain. Whole 9-11 couldn't stand his name. Now even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing
by changed. The way, speaking of these pigs still beating the black community, but I remember doing more research on eugenics. I mean, I got the actual books, the actual letters, the actual documents where Margaret Sanger, big supporter of Hitler and others, and the heir to Mr. Gamble, the heir to the Procter & Gamble fortune, Ivory Soap fortune, where they went out and hired black leaders to help them sell the eugenics program against blacks. And I mean some of the biggest names in black history. Like W.D.B. Du Bois and people like that. It's going to freak people out when they see this film with their precious liberal black leaders. Yeah, let me tell you something. These black leaders you see on TV, I'm just telling black folks this right now. They're total New World Order. They tell you what you want to hear when the cops beat up some black kid. They'll show up and yell and scream all day. But when they're engaging in mass evil against black people coast to coast and worldwide, and when they're sterilizing blacks in Africa right now, they don't say a word because they're on the payroll. And you better get that through your head. And I'm going to tell all the Mexicans something, too. I don't want your babies to die. You got your whole La Reconquista. You got your Mexican radio telling you you're taking over the U.S. And, boy, it's your time and all this baloney. New World Order's running game on that whole thing. You better learn how they roll. And you better find out what's going on and unless you want to be played. And all the white scum yuppies, you too, you're the worst. All of you. You better start getting serious here. You better start looking for the scam. You better start looking for the trick. You better start looking for it, because believe me, it's all around you. I've had enough of it. I don't care if you got a white baby, a black baby, or a brown baby, or a Chinese baby. I don't want your babies growing up in tyranny. Because I know how the universe works. If you don't want somebody else to be free, you're not going to be free. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. And back to this situation. I'm going to get to it after Cindy Sheehan's on with us. We'll go to your calls. Bush administration prays for more dead Americans. It actually says that. Chertoff bases warnings on terror risk of gut feeling. Then White House comes out and says no specific terror threat against the U.S. They scare you, then they come and say, it's okay, baby. They say, oh, there's monsters in the closet. And then they say, oh, I'm just joking. So you cuddle up to their arms under their black wings. I just can't handle it. It's so sick. Military analyst, West needs more terror to save doomed foreign policy. That's a quote. We got Republican Party chairman. We got the heads of, this is one of the Canadian war colleges. We got the heads of the U.S. war colleges. We got all these Republican memos. They're all coming out. We got this Republican senator saying last week, oh, don't worry. There's going to be a new terror attack, and you'll be for the war then. I mean, they tell you what they're going to do. But again, they know that the half of Americans still think Saddam has bin Laden. Literally in polls, they don't know who the difference is between the two of them. They don't know Shiite and Sunni, so they'll openly, publicly run Al-Qaeda and then tell you they're fighting Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Cindy Sheehan, I remember years ago when she first got started hearing her on Power Hour with Dave and Joyce, and then I interviewed her shortly after. I'm really proud of this network that we were there at the start. I've been interviewing Ron Paul for 12 years. Now it's international sensation. Now even MSNBC is calling him the next president. But that's because they're realizing how much momentum he's got. Las Vegas is saying he's the only person that can beat Hillary Clinton, the only Republican that can, that warmonger. And I'm really proud of the fact that Genesis has been interviewing Cindy Sheehan since she first started her fight. And she's a testament. She's a great lady, been demonized, been lied about. And it's a testament to her fortitude, what one person can do with your support, her walks across the country, her traveling, the thousands of interviews she's done, the Crawford Peace House, putting Bush's feet to the fire. She's been a real catalyst against this war since day one when it was unpopular to be against the war. And so she took the heat. She hit the barbed wire for so many of us. And now she is pointing out the traitorous activities of the Democratic Party who are stalling and continuing the war, and many of them want to attack Iran. And she pledged that if Nancy Pelosi didn't move to get us out of this war, that she was going to run against her in San Francisco. That's where Cindy's from. That's where Cindy lives. And she's doing it. And we need to get behind her. She's got a lot more name recognition, a lot more respect than and, of course, that's why the Democratic handlers that were around Cindy tried to desert her when they found out that she was talking about months ago going after Pelosi, because they know she can beat her, and they were there to try to, in my opinion, and I've got a pretty good brain politically. And now she is a free spirit. She is truly going for her full potential, and I think she should become a member of the House of Representatives, and she can do it. She's wildly popular in her district, and unless there's skullduggery, she can win. Now, before we go to her, I'm just giving you the analysis. I want to get her takes on this. Regardless, even if she doesn't win, it's the fight that matters, being in the arena, embarrassing Pelosi, going to those debates, putting her on the spot. Cindy Sheehan, I salute your quest that has been very successful, and now Republican senators are defecting faster than Democrats. I just admire you, Cindy.
Oh, thank you, Alex. You know, I've been saying for a long time that the party who distances itself the fastest and farthest away from George Bush is going to be successful in 08. And like you said, apparently it looks like the Republicans are doing that. And when I think we've already had some victory since I announced it, because now everybody's talking about impeachment. People are talking about how little difference there is between the Democrats and the Republican Party. So we get this, and when I started in August of 05 at Camp Casey, people started talking about the war, and we started having a debate and dialogue in this country about the war, and the paradigm has shifted in this country about that. So I'm hoping that, like you said, even if I don't win and if I challenge Pelosi, we've already had so many victories, and I'm hoping that my candidacy will bring to the forefront about how corrupt both parties are. The culture of corruption doesn't stop at the Republican Party. You know, and people need to realize that politics are not our saviors.
Well, Cindy, I did some of my own analysis of your candidacy over the weekend and Monday, and I've got to tell you, barring cheating, which we know they're not above, that you will beat Pelosi. Their angle's going to be, oh, she's a woman, oh, she's the first Speaker of the House, female, she brings great power and money to San Francisco, and your argument's got to be her daughter produced Bush's propaganda TV shows, she's a total sellout to the globalist pro-war agenda. I mean, you know what to do, but I would attack her right up front on that and just go right at the jugular that we don't need another fat cat politician. Cindy?
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I'm a born and raised California girl, you know, strictly flat out in the middle class. Nancy Pelosi has a mansion on the hill. She doesn't, she's disconnected from the people of her district. She's disconnected from the people of America. That's what happens with these elite. And I'm, you know, when I talk about people like in Congress, I don't mean people like Ron Paul or people like Dennis Kucinich, who I think are still very, I mean, I had breakfast at Dennis Kucinich's house. It was very modest. You know, they're still connected, I think, with the people who they represent, but most people aren't. You know, they're wealthy. Nancy Pelosi gets contributions and has investments in companies that profit off war. Nancy Pelosi's, one of her biggest contributors is AIPAC. And you can't have allegiance to two countries when you're, you know, a lawmaker in one of those countries. And I think that's another problem with our system, is that many of our elected officials do get so much money from AIPAC, and they take Israel's best interests into account when they're making decisions about what's best for America.
Cindy, how can people support you in your run against Pelosi? Well, first let's get back to the challenge. For those that weren't paying attention, specifically, you met with Pelosi, and you also told her, if you don't move to get us out of the war or move for impeachment, I think you pared it back to be reasonable to just get us out of the war, I'm going to run against you. Go over that for us.
Well, I think that we can't get out of the war while George Bush and Dick Cheney are in office. And George Bush has said it all over and over again that, you know, he's not bringing the troops home while he's president and the war is not ending. And, you know, Congress, as we all know, recently gave George Bush $100 billion more dollars to wage war in the Middle East. And like you pointed out, all of the leading candidates for president on both parties are not taking a military or nuclear option off the table for Iran. So George Bush has to be stopped. Does anybody think that he's going to give up his power easily? Does anybody think that the May 9th presidential directive wasn't exactly for, you know, declaring martial law and suspending elections? So, you know, that's why they have to be stopped. So I just challenged her the other day, and I said, if you don't have impeachment on the table by the time I get to Washington, D.C. on July 23rd, I will run against you, and I will give you a run for your money.
Now, Cindy, President Bush has had one of the top neocon former senators has come out and said, don't worry, there's going to be a big event, so people will want to attack Iran in the next year. We also have one of the heads of the Canadian War College saying we need terror attacks. We have a Republican memo confirmed from a year and a half ago saying we need terror attacks or our agenda of warfare is going to stall. We have a new article out today. Bush administration prays for more dead Americans. This is a quote. Officials don't worry about terror. They crave it to save a doomed foreign policy. I mean, this is getting scary. Chertoff says he feels an attack in his gut. Military analyst, West needs more terror to save doomed foreign policy. We now know he was illegally on the Pentagon payroll when he claimed he was a private citizen. We have Tommy Franks and Cigar Aficionado now 3 years ago saying one more big terror attack. They will set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. President Bush signed the Presidential Decision Directive 51, putting things under martial law, removing Congress's authority during insurrection or resistance. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act of last year funded it for this year. It says it in there for domestic insurrection or resistance. The Military Commissions Act says they can strip U.S. citizens secretly of citizenship, secretly torture, secretly execute us. I mean, folks, I've read the legislation here on air. I've covered the orders. So, Cindy, I mean, just expanding on, Bush is saying, looks like we're going to have terror. A, do you think we're in danger of them provocateuring or letting something happen? And then B, you talk about martial law. I mean, even the former Wall Street Journal editor, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, is saying he thinks that may happen. So can you comment on martial law and stage terror?
Well, you know, I definitely think that that is a distinct possibility, that there will be some kind of attack, whether it's manufactured or real. I am surprised we haven't been, again, attacked so far, but it maybe hasn't been to their advantage. And I think that it's really possible that these people will do that. Why would he put in that presidential directive if he didn't mean to use it?
These are the times that try men and women's souls.
I think it's really, really frightening. And that's why we started this caravan walk across America from Crawford, Texas to New York City to wake people up, to wake people out of their slumber. Things aren't going to get better, and this country's not going to get better if you hide your head in the sand and just hope that it gets better. We have to make it get better, and we have to have our elected leadership representing us, holding George Bush and Dick Cheney accountable. If they don't, they're complicit. Over 600 soldiers have died since the Democrats have taken over power. Many thousands of Iraqis. The blood is on their hands. They have the power to and authority to stop it and support our troops, support the people of Iraq, save America from more threats from the Bush administration and get them out of power.
Cindy Sheehan, tell folks about the caravan. Tell them about the websites, how people can support you.
They can go to www.thecampkcpeaceinstitute.org. for a route map for daily updates on what we've been doing, what we will be doing. I just thought of this a few days before we left, so it's a fluid process as usual. And if you can't join us in those cities, you can donate at that site to help us cover our expenses along the way. And if I run for Congress against Pelosi, we'll, of course, have a whole new website and a whole new 501c4 that people can contribute to. And I'm only going to take grassroots contributions if this happens. I'm not going to take any money from any kind of corporations or lobby interest groups. I'm going to be strictly independent.
You know, Ron Paul's been doing that, and he's raised over $7 million, more than McCain. And now the Las Vegas oddsmakers are saying that he's the front runner and the Republicans of having any chance to beat a Democrat. What does that mean when somebody like Ron Paul has just exploded like this?
It means people are hungering for change. People are hungering for people who tell the truth no matter what. And people are hungering for people who act out of their integrity. And I'm with somebody who has a shirt on that says Infowars.com. Learn the truth. He's one of the people in our caravan. You want to say hi to Alex Jones?
Sure. Hey, man, I'm wearing an Infowars shirt.
Hey, you're awesome. Who's this?
David Rubinson.
Hey, man, that's
a subscriber.
That's fantastic. Where are you right now?
Right now we're outside Beaumont. No, we passed Beaumont. We're in Louisiana. We're going towards Lake Charles.
Fantastic. Folks need to meet up with you in Lake Charles, my friend, and God bless you. Where are you from? How far have you traveled?
San Francisco.
Well, God bless you, my friend. You keep it up and take care. Can we talk to Cindy again?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to David.
Oh, you bet. He's great.
Supporter of yours.
well, I love him. Tell him thank you. Cindy, I'm going to let you go because I know you're very busy here in just a moment. But let me just ask you one or two other key questions here. As we see the people rising against this tyranny, as we see the political paradigm being shattered for once and for all, the good news is that just a few years ago, you would have one party in favor, one party out of favor, and they could kind of double-team us. We know there hadn't been a big difference for a long time, but now it seems they have broken the mold. They have killed the goose that laid the golden eggs. It seems like the scam, the game is up. People don't know specifics, but when we've got a 12% approval rating for Cheney, 14 for Congress, Bush in many polls as low as 25 now, is that not encouraging to you to see that now basically anyone who's a warmonger has lost total credibility?
Well, that is encouraging to me, and I think it has a lot to do with our work since August of 2005, and I just want to see people really putting their thoughts, their words, their beliefs into action. You know, unlike Congress, Nancy Pelosi says that she's not going to impeach Bush and Cheney because she's focused on ending the war. Well, you know, her actions don't meet her words. We in America and Americans, our actions have to meet our words. We have to get out. We have to get active. And this is what we're hoping that our caravan will inspire people to do. And my candidacy, you know, my candidacy is making so many people uncomfortable. And like you said, a lot of organizations that I've worked through are so connected to the Democratic Party, it's freaking them out. There have been people calling me, begging me to run as a Democrat against Nancy Pelosi. What good is that, Alex?
Absolutely. In closing, you have such an important platform, as you know. Tens of millions listen to the information you put out. The press pays attention to what you're doing, Cindy. And I would just ask you, and I know you're very informed on this subject, to look at the evidence and then to articulate it, because it's admitted that Wahhabists and admitted Al-Qaeda is being used, and Bush announced a month ago that he's publicly using them. Cy Hirsch reported 2 years ago he was, to attack and bomb the Iranians, to shoot police, to destabilize Western Iran. And now it's in the mainstream news, finally, that the Bush administration is using Sunnis, Wahhabis, to attack the Iranians. And then Bush has the nerve to call the Shiite Iranians Al-Qaeda. I mean, they just treat the public like they're complete idiots. And the whole agenda of Iraq the Pentagon admitted was to break it in three parts, stay there forever. I mean, I know that's not a sound bite, but how would you articulate that to people? I mean, it's just like folks still think, some of them, that Saddam is bin Laden. I mean, how do we really address the fact that Bush never meant to leave Iraq?
Well, it is the neocon agenda of the whole Middle East is breaking it up to their, you know, whether they're Sunni, Shia, you know, Druze or Christian or Jewish, whatever, breaking them up into their little communities. So there's, you know, hundreds of Middle East instead of unified, cohesive countries. And that is the Project for a New American Century goal. So they have to, we're going, at the end of my caravan, I'm actually going to, Jordan, Syria, and Iraq. I'm going to southern Iraq. I'm going to talk to these, I'm not going to be, you know, in the green zone with a battalion of Marines around me, but I'm going to go with these tribes, sit with these tribes, talk to them, figure out what they, what's actually going on. And I'm going to go to Iraqi refugee camps and see what they need. We don't hear about the millions of displaced Iraqi refugees in countries that have already absorbed too many Palestinian refugees.
Cindy, we're out of time. I want to get you back up soon. Thank you for the time. But what a story. You lose your son, you lead a movement to end the fraudulent war, and then you have the courage to go to that dangerous zone yourself. It's incredible. Cindy, God bless you. We'll be praying for you.
Alex, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come right back. Get into more news and then take your calls.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Subject you want to talk about, whatever you want to get into. Next hour, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. All right, military analyst, West needs more terror to save doomed foreign policy. Only attacks on scale of 9/11/77 can save, bolster, resolve, according to War Studies Head. The West needs more terror attacks on the scale of 9/11/77 in order to save a failing foreign policy, according to Lieutenant Colonel Doug Delaney, chair of the War Studies Program at the Royal Military College in Kingston, Ontario. The alarming admission can be found right at the end of a long and academic Toronto Star article about the history of conflict and why the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq are doomed. They're doomed if you believe the mission you're told they're for. If it's to spread death and destruction and shell weapon systems, and it's working quite well. The Royal Military College of Canada, RMC, is the military academy of the Canadian Forces and is in full degree granting university, according to Wikipedia, and it goes on. And then that's nothing compared to the senator saying it, Bush saying it. After I take a bunch of calls, I'm going to get into these. Then I'm going to get into data on Americans' mind for terror risk, AP. There's a photo of people driving through a small town with those big flashing signs the feds paid for that used to say high water ahead or report drunk drivers. Terrorism tip line. Call immediately. All crime is terror. Times Square reopens after security scare. Lots of cops shoving people around and running around in ring wraith outfits. Just conditioning you for martial law. U.S. sending third aircraft carrier to the Middle East, really the fifth. And again, a lot of people are saying it's a really old 45-year-old carrier, perfect for them to blow up and claim Iran did it. Praying for a terrorist strike, the GOP's newest political strategy. We're going to be going over that. Cheney impeachment bill gains yet another co-sponsor. George Washington was a fascist Nazi dictator. If open borders, left-wing Democrats are moderate. That's what mainstream news is saying about George Washington now. And we'll also get into what's happening to McCain. Also, family attorney blows the whistle on state child protective service agencies. Pro-immigration forces back North American Union. Big news out there. We're going to be going over all of that for you. Before I end this hour, Terror Storm, special edition with 17 minutes of added info, now over 3 hours and, 15 minutes on the DVD with the extras. Incredible film documenting the history of government-sponsored terror, the admitted cases of it in 7/7 and 9/11, and the Iraq War, and what that's all really about. Best film I've ever made, available right now at InfoWars.com. If you got the first edition, folks, get the second edition. It's got so much new info, and your purchase financially supports us and lets us continue our operations. Again, that's InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the DVD, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership. We're probably going to have the download version up by tonight, if not by tomorrow, and then by the weekend we'll have the flash download up there for you as well of the new edition of Terror Storm at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 15 of my films, all my book, Paul Wass's book, my TV show, the local show, the in-studio interviews, special reports. There's a great Golden Arm Trio playing my speech, my question and answer from the sneak peek of a couple weeks ago of Endgame here in Austin. It's all up there right now. PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.